Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We're live on the air on the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Today we have national R&B gospel singer. She's been in the business, in the music industry, for more than 18 years. Her name is Angel Session. She's from L.A. Welcome to the show, Angela. Do we have Angela online? Do we have Angela Session online? Hello? Do we have Angela online? Well, I was waiting on Angela to call in, but we're trying to hear. Hoping she'll call in the show. I see someone on the line. Do we have Angela? Are you online, Angela? If you're online, try to hang up and try to call back because I can't. You're not coming through. So if you're online, you hear me, try to hang up and try to call back to the show. Today we are live. We have Angela Session, and she's live today on the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Angela, she's been in the music industry, like I say, for more than 18 years. She has performed in Guam. She has performed at the Grammys. And you have Angela online?
Hello.
Yes,
Angel.
It's Angela.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that happens. That happens, Angela. That happens a lot when people call in to the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. See, Blog Talk Radio, you know, it's equipment. You know, anything is electronic. It does that. People, I can hardly hear people when they call, so I tell them to call, hang up, and then call back. So, how are you doing today, Angel Sessions from Los Angeles?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Just fine. You know, I want everybody to know that this is Angel Session. You can get on Facebook. This is her second appearance on the Author Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Okay. Well, like I say, it's always an honor to have you on the show, but we'll get right on started. I'll read some things, and after I'll let you confirm what I read. Okay, we got Angel Session. She's from L.A. She's been in the music industry for more than 18 years, and she has performed in Guam at the Grammys pre-party. She signed a deal with, I think, Pit Mobile's Records. Is that right, Angela? Pit Mobile Records?
Yeah, Pit Mobile Records.
Pit Mobile Records. She signed a deal with Pit Mobile Records. And this is where now her second, and I let Angela get it straight with you. I'm just touching base with you. Her second album is called Love Ride. And she has a single called Get It Right. Am I correct, Angela?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, you had another single last time you was on my show. What's it called? Get Up?
Get Up. That's everything you're talking about now, in fact, because I have about 8 gospel, urban gospel albums since the first 2 R&B albums, because I have a total of 11 albums total, with everything out there worldwide. But the Love Riot album that came out in 1999 was from Vote Records, which Fantasy reactivated. So that was right after the Pitmobile Ichiban label. They put out my first album, Introducing Angel. They folded, so we had to go back to the drawing board and cut a new album. We were shopping a deal for that one and eventually landed it with Fantasy Records out of Berkeley, California, who reactivated Sax Vote Records. And we launched the album Love Ride, released it towards the end of 1999-2000.
Oh, okay. Angel Session, you can get her. Look, you can go to iTunes and get her songs. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to the Play Store. You can go to online stores and Angel Session. And I'll let Angela tell you how she first got started.
Yeah, I always known I wanted to sing since I was a little girl, and having a desire of wanting to get into the industry was not easy, of course, but it was something that I sought after since a kid. So, to make the long story short, I got into, you know, through a family member and I looked into the phone book and found a studio, local studio in my area, and I recorded my very first two love songs, because I used to write a lot of R&B songs, as long as they were tasteful and presentful. And from that point, I started to do a lot of networking, meeting different people, trying to get a lot of showcase performing my live showcase to, you know, get used to being on stage. And that was my very first active management in 1992, 1993, and she knew a lot of people in the industry, so together we just kind of just did a lot of things, and up until 1996. So we worked very hard, but it just kind of just led me to a lot of growth then, because I really had this push about myself and this go-getting personality attitude of not giving up and just driving for what I was trying to work hard for, which has led me to meeting different writers and producers, and pretty much this person that I met, he's the late Fred Pittman, who had heard about me and got my demo, and at the time he was working on some other projects and had my package sitting on his table for about a good week. And then when he finally opened it up and he heard my music, he immediately called me and said that he wanted to work with me, and we cut a record called She Was Never Her. And that record he was going to put out as a single actually became an album, because I've already had a lot of songs prior to meeting him. So when we got with Ichiban out of Atlanta, Georgia Records, they had wanted to put out an album. So I gathered a lot of my material and then wrote some more new songs with some other great writers, and did a duet with L.J. Reynolds of the Dramatics off that first album as well, and released it, and it did very well in Japan. Did well here in here too as well, but especially in Japan, it just broke really big. But didn't get an opportunity to really take off the way I would have liked it to, due to the fact that Ichiban did fold, and so I went back to the studio and cut a new album. We called it Love Ride, and we began to shop that with various major labels at the time, and Fantasy Records, the late president of it, or the vice president, Phil Jones, loved the album so much that decided to take the album on and sign it and release it in 1999, and the first single from that was Get It Right, and did a video from it with Fred Williamson, the actor. He played my father in the video. It did pretty good as far as a single, 80 CBS stations worldwide, and got a lot of nice write-ups on the Billboard and Rolling Stone magazine, and the buzz was creating around the globe about my name and my music and who I was. But things happened for reasons, and only God knows that, but he directed my life the way he wanted to go, because if it continued to go the way it went, I probably still would have been doing R&B and not gospel. So the way he had my life going, it led me to do urban gospel, because I do write my own music. As far as lyrics is concerned, write and arrange my own vocals and just get different music and tracks from different great producers and music composers, and just begin to create more songs and continue with my networking and meeting a lot of other people, and going the indie route, pretty much. There was no social media at the time to really expand where I'm doing today, but I still had a lot of my connections, so I kept in touch with them and continued to grow my fan base and did as much as I could to continue with pushing myself, branding myself, and creating more songs and performing. I learned that even getting into the urban gospel music, it's still the same. It's, you know, the music industry is the music industry. Pretty much it's who you know. And just continue with that. And along later came 8 hours. It's a long story, but along later, it did become 8 albums later in my, you know, independent gospel urban gospel recording, and a lot of great things that happened, you know, and I can't say I did it all by myself. I didn't. I can only glorify God for his mercy, for his help, for the support and help of my husband, for the support and help of other people in my life that came, and just really getting where I'm going today with my music and with all the awards and the accolades of winning. And, you know, the music of mine is really, through the grace of God, spreading. A lot of people started to hear about different, you know, variety of my albums and songs and who I was, even connecting me from where they used to know me back when I did the R&B stuff, and trying to combine what I'm doing today to say that they know that that's still the same artist. And it's been a wonderful journey and experience, a lot of ups and downs, but most of all, just staying true to my artistry and my task, and just growing, trying to grow as much as I can.
That's great. I was listening to you, and my audience will listen to you. We want to talk a little closer before I let my audience talk to you. Let's talk Divine Love online, co-host Divine Love. Yes, I'm here. Okay, welcome to Divine Love, co-host. I'm going to ask Angela one thing. That's introduce you properly, Angela. That's Divine. Kenneth Taylor, they call him Divine Love. Hi, you two, I'm introducing you two together.
Hello, Kenny, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, I'm late coming here. I got caught up, but I really wanted to be here. Could you bring me up to snuff in about a second or so?
Okay, I understand. Okay, well, I ask you this, and I'll bring you up for a second. That's Divine Love. He's the co-host of the other Larry Tone Gospel Radio Show. I want to ask Angela, I see you had a June 30, 2015 release called Jesus is Coming. Can you talk very briefly with me with that, and I'll let you talk one-on-one with Divine Love?
Yeah, back last year, 2015, I released my album Songs of Comfort, which came out April 28th of 2015. And my very first single from that was called Jesus is Coming Soon. And I wrote that, and pretty much because, you know, in God's word, of me learning a lot about his love and his word and everything he writes about, I wanted to express everything and not just always one aspect about God as far as his love, but his righteousness and his judgment and everything about who he is, and that, of course, he's soon to come. And just encouraging pretty much all the elect that's out around the world, and they know who they are, and God knows who they are, morally, you know, to be encouraged because he's coming soon. And just, you know, it's an encouraging song for them to listen to, you know, in spite of all the horrible things that's happening around us here on this earth. It can be very, you know, sad, and, you know, for us to keep focusing there, keep our eyes on him and keep our eyes on his word and keep praying for one another.
Okay, there it is. That's, she just talked about her June 30, 2015 release, Jesus is Coming. All her releases and our song, Angel Session. She's live today. Get her music. Hold on, let me work my control board. Okay, get her music, iTunes, Amazon.com. Play Store, online bookstore, and at this time I would like to bring Divine Love on for 1 second. Go ahead, Divine.
First of all, you know, I'm just listening, but if Jesus is coming, and I'm just saying, this is a religious world in which we live, and we are commercialized in all things. But then the truth, Jesus is here. He's not coming. When I'm not saying the song is not good, I'm saying, listen, it is time to be real about it and to recognize it. The people have been sitting around for 2,000 years waiting for deliverance. And love has always been and always will be the deliverer. It doesn't matter what the status or station in life might be. See, love is the power of God that's manifest in this reality. And that's where it comes from. For my young people, I tell them, first of all, be who you are. Be the person that you are. Be the being that you are. you're a king, you're a queen, God or goddess, if you're the high priestess, it doesn't matter. In this reality, in this kingdom, in this moment, be who you are. Be who you are. There's no time to wait tomorrow. See, that time is coming fast. The last days have come and gone. This is the first day. You know, this is the first day. It's time for humanity to recognize and understand divinity is here. And Jesus has been back for a long time. You know, it's just time to move forward a little bit. You know, we get stuck in the past. We get stuck on stupid sometimes. Love is right. Love is God. Love is the power of God. We have to love. Love is the essence of life. Love is the breath of beauty. Love is all that we are. We have to acknowledge and become a part of love. See, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what church you go to. It doesn't matter. Let love abide in your heart. Let love abide in your being. Then love you will become. So it's time to move forward a little bit. You know, I mean, I hate that I didn't get everything, but I'm saying these things because it is essential to our well-being. Whether it be murder in Orlando, murder in Mississippi, or murder in Chicago, murder, you know, murder in Russia, it doesn't really matter where it is. Love is the only force of power on earth that can stop it. And it must abide in each and every one of us. Just saying, love it. Thank you.
Okay. Divine love. Okay. That was good words from Divine Love. We still have anyone else on the line. Anyone else online would like to say anything to Andrew?
Yes, I would like to say some. My name is Annette Tone. And glad to have you back on the show a second time. And I've enjoyed what I've heard so far. And to encourage you to keep going because you're doing a good thing with your music and you know, it's encouraging as well.
Okay. Okay, that was in the tomb. That was a wonderful word from Divine Love, our co-host. They was encouraging Angel Section. She had been the guest on the Arthur Larrington's Gospel Radio Show. That was Divine Love. He's Arthur Kenneth Taylor. They call him Divine Love. And that was in that tomb. And we have Angela. Get all her music today. iTunes, Amazon.com, Play Store, Online Store. Contact her, Angel Sections, at fans@angelsections.com. Is that correct, Angel?
It's Angel Sections, yes, angelsections.com.
Okay. It's angelsections.com.
Yes, my website is www.angelsections.com.
Okay. Contact her there.
Okay.
And there was those encouraging words from Annette Tones and Divine Love. That was encouraging you know, to keep going because you've done a wonderful job. You've done, like they was telling you, you've done a wonderful job. You've been around. You didn't give up. You didn't give up, and you're still around. You're still through your music, inspiring people with your music. I mean, you know, you are a great influence, pioneer music, great influence to the community. And that's what Divine Love, the co-host, and that's what Annette Tone was telling you. Angel, we all know, what would be inspiration to the world today? What would you say, if you had to say one word to inspire the people of the world today, what would you say? Yeah.
Well, what I do as far as my music is concerned is not about me. It's about Christ himself, and his word stands alone. You know, and there's a lot of people that they don't take God serious. I mean, it's not about taking God's word and trying to translate it what we think it means, because you know, when Christ says he's coming soon, he means what he says. He has not come. He is coming soon. He's already came the first time to demonstrate everything that his word is written about in relation to what's going to happen, what we're seeing today, and also what's going to happen when he returns. And when he returns, when Judgment Day begins, which we don't know when that is, God knows, we are, as for those who God has saved, we are to continue to occupy till he comes in relation to being faithful to God's word, because those who God saved, the kingdom of God is within you, he says. And when he saves his spirit that lives within us, we study his word to continue to be faithful to God's word and never saying, thus saith the Lord, Lord did not say, because he is coming. And when he does come, we have to make sure, well, for those who God has saved will be ready, because he's going to make sure of that, because they are his elect. And he's not saving anyone. He's only saving those who he has called and chosen. My music is all about that. My music is about trying to be faithful to God's word and everything that I read about. As God saves those who he saves, he opens the spiritual eyes to, you know, us to understand spiritual truth and not be confused or tossed and torn, tossed to and fro every wind of doctrine that's in the world, that a lot of the world teaches today that is not in relation to God's word. And I want to be faithful to God's word. I don't want to ever say, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord did not say. I love him and I fear him because his spirit lives within me. I must be faithful to God's word and that the Lord is coming soon. He has not come yet, second time. We will know when that happens because this world is not going to last forever because God did not intend for that to happen. You know, he's a merciful God, of course, and he's kind to us all. We don't have to be here today, but because of the greatness of the sadness of what we see around here, simply because we are living in the last days, you know, and that's why the hearts are failing us. You know, he says that because, you know, in the last days, iniquity shall abound, you know, in the last day, perilous times shall come. You know, and the love of many is waxing cold because a lot of the people out there, they don't have God's love simply because, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. So to those whom God is going to call and chose, he's going to make sure, you know, that as we are being faithful to God's word, we have to, you know, faithfully share his word to those, and then he made to those whom he will save, apply that word to that person's heart. But we don't know who God is saving because we can't see the hearts of man. So we can't judge anybody and say you're saved or you're not saved. But continue to love one another and to pray for one another, be faithful to God's word alone. That's what my music is about. That's what I stand for. I get no glory from it. I want no praise from it. All glory and honor and praise belong to God and God himself. He's worthy and he deserves all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. I can only greatly praise him for using me as a vessel to be able to share his word through my song or through spoken word, depending on what God lays in my heart to say, to whom he will, you know, that will listen. And that's what I will encourage many out there to continue to seek his word and cry out for mercy and just read his word and pray, because we talk to God in prayer. He talks to us through his word alone.
Right, that's right. Yeah, he do talk to us through his word. You know, he is correct. He talks to you through his word alone, you know. And, you know, like you say, it is a merciful God. We got 6 minutes left. Like you say, God is merciful. He is merciful God. And like you say, only God knows the time or the hour. He only himself, only Father himself knows that. And the word, you know, is, you're correct again, the word is not going to be here forever. Like you said, he did not make it forever. And he is coming back. And like you said, he's coming back, you know, with a pure in the heart. You know, with a pure in the heart. That's why you always, I say to the people, always pray every day, you know, always treat people right as you want them to treat you. And, you know, I just pray for yourself. You have to pray for other people. You know, everybody's not going to accept Christ. Everybody's not going to accept Christ. People saw Christ. They saw him, though, himself, and didn't accept him when he was here walking around. Everybody's not going to. But see, Like you said, you know about the fruits. You know about the fruits. You see what I'm saying? You know even by his fruits. So it's not impossible for you to know God if you have a heart to love, a heart of God. That's what I'm saying. If you're of God, then you will know God. You don't have to argue about who he was. You know, I tell you this, God is real. Now we're coming out to our last 5 minutes. Anything else, Divine Love?
You know, I got something for you.
Okay.
I do appreciate all of it, but because it is God's time on earth. You know, what people say, what they think, how they feel, their emotions, it means nothing, absolutely nothing. In this reality, God has said to all of humanity, love ye one another. Love one another, and you'll stop the war. You'll stop the mass murder. You'll stop the chaos that's in the world today. You will unite, and you'll be one. See, love is the answer. Love is the way. Love is the key. Not that stuff you've been talking about. God is love. He that loveth not, so it's not God, but God is love. Love must abide. It has to. There's no other way. For the young people, I'm talking about for the king, the queen, the gods, be who you are. Let love abide in you. But be real in this moment, in this reality. Don't wait on Jesus. Don't wait on God. Don't wait on me. Be you. Let love abide. Now keep it real every day, all day, 24/7. Never change. Never change.
If we stand on our own righteousness, we will fail.
You have already said love is the righteousness of God. Not to rebuff with you, but hear what I'm saying. I am divine love, the Most High God.
Well, down to the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds. That's what's divine love. He's co-hosting this show. He was saying that God is the only way for the kids and for everything else. God is the only way. You know, he's the only way. You know, he is the only way we will be in bad shape without God in our lives. You know, you got to do it to God. Just take something to your heart. Just be real with him. Take something to your heart. Tell him, invite you to his kingdom. Of heaven, because he left to prepare a place for us, and God don't have no special people. We don't have no special people. Invite him into your heart, and tell him invite you into his kingdom one day, and see what he do with what you ask him. He will do anything you ask him. But you got to tell him thank you. Now we're down to the last 1 minute, 50 seconds. Thank you, divine love, for your word, and at home, thank you for your word, and the session. Thank you for having you on the show. Day, and I want you to give them your address, your contact information in these 90 seconds. And God bless everyone. Go ahead, Angela, and close the show out. That's your okay.
Is he talking to me?
Okay. We have 1 minute, 10 seconds of Andrea Sessions. Get off of me today, the Play Store. Any last words, Angela?
Angel. You can find my music, Angel Sessions, on iTunes, Amazon, and all online stores where music is sold. And, you know, all I can say is to God be the glory. You know, just follow his word and just pray out for mercy to any of those who are listening. You know, because only God knows who he is saving, and we don't know. We don't have the power in our hands to do what we want. It's all up to God, to whom he wills, to save. But because he is a merciful God, I only can hope and pray that God will touch the hearts of many of those who he wills to save, and to God be the glory.
There you go. Thank you, Angel. Angel Sessions, we have 10 seconds. Thank you very much for coming to the show again. The second time. Thank you, Divine Love, in that tomb. Everyone have a good day and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Yeah.